I Can Has by Measuring Life, read by Rhea 3 and 4. Greece hadn't gotten internet for quite some time. He had avoided modern conveniences, spurning things like pagers and beepers and cell phones, which interrupted his sleep. There was also the issue of funds when it first came out. However, that issue had lessened in recent days, and the internet had grown on even as he ignored it. In fact, Greece probably would have kept on ignoring the internet if it had not been for Japan. They talked nearly every day, and the bills were running up. Besides that, the calls would often cut off, or crackle, and the quality was not the best. So Japan suggested they Skype instead. He offered to send Greece one of his top new-line computers, and had even come to help him set it up and teach him about the internet. Greece could hardly say no to that. When they were napping in fields, and in bed after using the fields and bed for many things other than napping, Japan gave him lessons. He taught Greece how to turn it on, and informed him that the CD drive was not a cup holder, and warned him about all sorts of dangers from phishing to viruses, scams, spam, Trojans, and worms. The internet seemed a deep, dangerous sea to him. It even involved surfing. When Japan had left, he'd opened up Opera. Japan had installed him, muttering a few words about Internet Explorer. He went to Google, as Japan has instructed him, and typed in cat. There were a few photos as the top of the search results. An entry from a site called Wikipedia, a construction site, and below that a site called I Can Has Cheeseburger. It involved something called lolcats. Intrigued, he clicked it. In mere seconds, he came upon page after page of cats. Jumping cats, invisible cats, happy cats, sad cats, serious cats, and angry cats. It was glorious. He could swear that he heard heavenly music as he looked through the legions of cats with bad grammar and spelling, but plenty of snark to make up for it. The namesake, a cat that looked overjoyed at the thought of eating a cheeseburger, reminded him of America. He thought that serious cat looked much like Norway. He could probably liken a macro to every country he had ever seen. The sheer multitude of cats filled him with warmth. His face hurt from smiling so much at each new photo. Feeling like the world needed to know this, like it needed a cure for cancer, Greece tried to figure out how to mass forward it to every country in the world. Except he accidentally saved it as a draft instead of sending it and didn't realize it. Greece was midway through drawing up the official papers to make the Catterday a national holiday and change the flag from its current state to the macro with invisible butt sex when Skype popped up. He had forgotten that he'd left that on, but it was good timing anyways. He fumbled for the headset. "How's it been so far?" Japan asked. "It's been very good. There's a site with cats. So many cats." Greece straightened the headset. It did not quite fit him right, and had a habit of falling to awkward angles at any given moment. Japan chuckled. "Ah, you found the lolcats. I was wondering how long it'd take you to find them." "You should have told me. I'd have gotten online much earlier," Greece said. "I'm glad you haven't. There's many things I wouldn't want you to see, Greece-san," Japan said. "You mean like those viruses and worms and phishing?" "That and some, unsavory things as well," Japan said.
"Unsavory things?"
"Certain videos. Some of it would be too hardcore for your tastes. If you ever see Two Girls, One Cup mentioned, you want to avoid it. You are too pure at heart to be tainted with such dark things."
"I will," Greece said. He felt a surge of warmth at Japan protecting his, innocence.
"What was this Two Girls, One Cup thing, anyways?"
"It's a video of pornographic nature, rather extreme, not your thing at all."
It took a few minutes for this to sink in.
"There's porn on the internet?" Greece said.
"Yes, Greece-san, there's quite a bit."
"How would I go about finding that?" Greece asked.
"You really haven't run into any?"
"None at all," Japan said. "It isn't exactly hard to find."
"Well, I've been mostly visiting my email and the cat site," Greece said.
I haven't checked much else yet. A lot of it would not be to your taste, but I think I know just what you'd want. I'll mail it to you, Japan said. Through the mail? Won't that take a while? No, Gris-san, email. Oh, email. I forgot, Gris said. There was the sound of some typing, and Japan quietly sipping his tea as he prepared whatever it was he was going to send. After a while, he returned to his microphone. There, sent. Gris downloaded the zipped file and followed the instructions from Japan on how to extract and view the pictures contained inside. When he opened it and viewed the pictures, he could only stare in wonder. He thought that cat macros were the best thing the internet had to offer, but he was dead wrong. For that was the day Gris discovered catboy porn. It was also incidentally that Gris and Japan formed a whole new venue of their exports, and their relationship. He learned even more of the wonders of the internet when a webcam arrived from Japan the next month, and Japan showed him that not all catboy porn need be animated. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this story's post. Thanks for listening.